News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins me. We're going to jump around, talk about some restaurants, some beer news, some events and all as we check in with Mark each and every week. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, first of all, a shout out to some great work. 65 years they have been giving back, and the people around Pepper Pike know the tradition when it comes to Adrassi's, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a big deal for a business, for a restaurant to be in business even 5 years. Here's one that's been in business for 65 years. Adrassi's restaurant, really just part of the community. I sat down with Greg Spoth a couple of years ago. He and his wife, Marty Adrassi Spoth, own the restaurant. The big one is in Pepper Pike, and they've gone through an expansion, and they were real happy with that. The original, though, University Heights, started 65 years ago. And, you know, you could do a lot when there's a party, an anniversary, a celebration. They've decided to give back to the community. So from Thursday, July 1st through Wednesday, July 7th, the Pepper Pike restaurant is going to donate 6.5% of its sales proceeds to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. I think this is really neat.
Fantastic.
I mean, they're taking a time of celebration for themselves and giving back to the community, to an organization that clearly has been hard hit over the last year and a half because of the coronavirus pandemic. So a really nice thing. You were right in saying this is a shout out. It absolutely is. So Adrassi's restaurant, congratulations, 65 years in business and opened July 2nd, 1956. So hats off to them and a good, really just a good news story, giving some back to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
What a way to celebrate, and you're right, helping out others. That's fantastic. Congratulations and a shout-out, and thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, like bagels, we got another bagel place opening up downtown, Flats East Bank, huh?
Yeah, my colleague Annie Nikoloff did a neat story recently. Cocky's Bagels, which has just celebrated its second anniversary in North Olmsted, is expanding to the Flats East Bank. I think this is a big deal because anytime you have a restaurant district, a dining or bar district, you just can't have cookie cutter the same thing over and over and over. And you know, there's a nightclub down there. There's a lot of craft beer. All of that is great, but I like the fact that this is pretty different. They're going to have obviously bagel sandwiches, but they're going to have other breakfast dishes. They'll have Power Bowl items, ACI bowls, ACAI bowls, a lot of Power Bowls. They'll have some ice cream and waffles, something that's very different. I mean, you're not going to go in there and go for craft beer. You can get that at a lot of other places, or seafood or steaks or anything like that. Now, they're going into a spot that was going to be the Rascal Flats-themed restaurant that was slated to open. Remember that? But that fell through about 2 years ago. So this is open. They're on Old River Road. And I'm sorry, it's not open. It's going to be open, planned for August of this year. So Cocky's Bagels, second location going into the Flats East Bank.
Good news. Somebody's starting a business. You're right. That building's been empty, and it's good to see somebody go in there. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com with me. We got some info on the Avon Lake Beer Fest. But before that, let's go back in time and bring back the Dippy Whip out at Legacy Village, huh?
Yeah, cute name, and you're right. Going back in time is what this is about. Dippy Whip, for those of a certain age, will remember this as being once a fixture at Euclid Beach Park. That holds a lot of nostalgia and memories for a lot of people throughout Greater Cleveland. And the couple, Joe and Kathy Tomorrow, bought the name. They brought it back, and it's in, of all places, Legacy Village. So I guess it's a high class lifestyle dining center over in Lyndhurst will have a Dippy Whip now, or has Dippy Whip. This was the famous custard stand, and they're going to have the custard, but they're going to have a lot more. They'll have ice cream, gelato, Italian ice, desserts, coffees, candies, all of that. They're also going to have some vintage props from historic amusement parks throughout Cleveland as well. Joe Tomorrow is actually one of the members or organizers of the Euclid Beach Boys, and that's an organization that really works to preserve local amusement park history. So this is a neat thing. Old is new again. Dippy Whip opened in Legacy Village this week.
Outstanding. All right, one more event, and it's just great to talk about events. The Avon Lake Beer Fest is coming in August. guess we got some ticket info, right?
Yeah, and you are right, Bill. I mean, it is great to talk about these. And it's funny because I'll do stories. Anytime a beer fest is coming up, I'll try to advance it and let people know. And, you know, last year, all the stories I were doing were the ones on these beer fests being canceled or put on hiatus.
Right.
Well, the Avon Lake Beer Fest is back. It's going to be Saturday, August 28th, Miller Road Park in Avon Lake. I'm writing about it this far in advance, though, because early bird ticket sales are underway. They're $25. That deadline, that price is good through Wednesday, June 30th. And then the price will go up from there. But they've got a good handful of breweries, very Ohio-centric. They're also going to have wine and crowd-favorite cocktails, as an organizer told me. So I think this is neat. It's, you know, obviously we've been talking for a very long time. We always talk this time of year, people want to take advantage of being outside, but especially now when all these events really went on hiatus. So I think it's a big thing. So it looks to be a lot of fun. And Avon, if you like craft beer, Avon Lake Beer Fest is going on in August.
Excellent. August 28th, Miller Park Road. They got advanced tickets going on, early bird stuff for tasting it all. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Great follow on Twitter, mbona30, to really keep you posted as to what's happening. Mark, thanks much.
Thanks, Bill. And if anybody wants to know more information about any of these stories, they can email me at mbona@cleveland.com.